CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Some crazy things come out of Vegas where the fight was, and there's a picture that's come out of Vegas that I've seen today, and it's a band. We don't play this band, but they're a big old school band. You know the band Kiss. That's some old school stuff for you.
Oh yeah,
for the Kiss action. A picture out of Vegas where Kiss have some crazy band merch, right? Stuff that they sell with Kiss branding on it. They're selling Kiss air guitar strings.
What?
For $3.99.
And what do you get?
A bag of air.
A bag of air?
This is the, that's the picture. So Kiss.
Oh, it's legit with Kiss branding and it's
fully,
a bag.
Yeah, so it's fully got the Kiss branding. The bag has nothing in it. And it's labelled Kiss air guitar strings. $3.99 a pop. They're making millions off these, Bree.
No, they're not.
They honestly are. They're selling.
No one's buying that.
Well, people buy it for a joke, right? And then they send it to their mate, maybe like a Secret Santa or something. But Kiss are rolling in cash. They're making millions off air guitar strings.
Oh, my God.
They've even got a description. These strings are precision manufactured to the highest standard and most exacting specifications to ensure consistency, optimum performance and long life.
Oh, well, they sound like good quality. Did you see over the weekend the air guitar championships was on?
No way. Yeah. Over the weekend?
I'm pretty sure it was over the weekend. I saw it on the news. Yeah, the air guitar world championships.
Really? Where did they, do you know where they held it?
I'm not sure. I just remember watching it going, look at these idiots.
He's not even using the Kiss strings.
Oh, he's using some crappy ones.
Some stupid band.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I just want to get inside the heads of people that ghost or have been ghosted to find out what it's all about. Essentially, ghosting is where if you've been on a few dates and sometimes you even get into a relationship and then out of nowhere, the other person just leaves, doesn't say anything, doesn't break it off with you, just gone.
The coward approach, it some is a would bit, say.
Yeah. It's up there with getting your friend to break it off for you back in school. Remember that? You just go tell her I don't want to go out with her anymore. They went down in the schoolyard. There's a story I've been following, and it's about this guy who was in a relationship for a couple of years with a girl called Sylvia. They even lived together for 2 years, and she wanted to settle down in the relationship. He wasn't ready to. And so one Christmas, when she went to visit the family, he just packed up shop and moved away. Didn't say a thing.
What do you mean he didn't want to settle down? He was living with her.
Yeah, she wanted to take it to the next level, kids.
Okay.
Engagement, the whole deal. He wasn't ready for that.
And did she ever see him again?
No, she tried to track him down.
Yeah.
Couldn't find him. He did everything he could to sort of avoid Sylvia. But then what happened was, because he worked as a maths teacher, and one day at their school, the director of the school resigned. They got a new director. Guess who it was?
Uh-oh.
Sylvia. Back on the scene. So now...
Stage five. Oh, I left two.
Do you reckon she...
Well,
tracked
it
down
a bit
and,
like it.
Yeah.
Like, if I was Sylvia, I'd probably be like, fine, I'm done with that guy then if he's going to do something like that to me.
Do you reckon if you're the director of the school and you come in and you see this guy who ghosted you, who you tried to track down, would you just be like, we need a new math teacher at this
school? Probably. That would have been her plan.
Yeah. The last laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
You're out of here, buddy. I want to chat to people. Kim's in Tuggeranong. Morning, Kim.
Morning.
Morning.
Now, your boyfriend ghosted you.
Yeah, so a few months ago, I was in a relationship, like we had only just started kind of thing, and then it was like, yeah, a month or two on, talking every single day, hanging out nearly every week, and then all of a sudden, I realised that he had blocked me on Facebook, blocked my number, blocked everything, and yeah, Kim, that was it.
Kim, was there any indication as to why? Did you mention you wanted to have a baby, or like, was there any indication?
No, there was no reason. Like, there was nothing that I knew. Like, the last conversation we had, it was about meeting up and hanging out on the weekend, and then all of a sudden, nothing, and yeah.
I'd love to get that guy on and ask the reason why. Would you like to know the reason why?
I've tried heaps, but okay. Then I kind of gave up, and I was like, you know, it is what it is. shit happens. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. How serious was the relationship? When you say boyfriend, was it you guys had said, yes, we are together, you are my boyfriend?
Yeah, it was pretty much at that point, that like the weekend before, we were like, okay, yeah, let's actually make it official, I guess, in a sense. And
Sylvia told him, you are my boyfriend.
Yeah. And I'll find you.
There's no backing out now.
If you escape, I'll find you. But she's not yet to find.
Oh, that sucks, Kim. But I'd really, really like does. To know why. Even just, you know, even if he didn't want to be with you, just to know why.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. You know, I use my friend's phone to message and stuff like that and blocked her number too.
I sat outside his house.
Did the whole deal.
I even went into the house. He didn't want to talk to me.
It is brutal, isn't it? It's a brutal way to go.
I think it's rough. I think it's so cowardly.
Simone's in Morissette. Simone, what happened to you with the ghosting?
Hey, guys. It wasn't actually with me. So I was living in Queensland at the time, and one of my mates had been going out with this girl for a couple of years, and they'd moved in together, talking kids, everything was great. Literally one day, she disappeared. Like, I mean, not so much as touched, like, a bottle of deodorant to take with her. Everything was gone. And he was just devastated. A couple of years later, and I'd moved back down to Sydney. Out in the city one night, found her in a gay club at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Was she hooking up with one of the ladies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Weirdest thing ever. Because his house was still like a total shrine to this chick.
Oh,
like, he hadn't touched anything. He'd reported her missing to the police. Like, her wallet wasn't even gone.
Because I was going to say, Simone, how do you know what happened to her? Like, if she hasn't touched anything in the house, hasn't taken anything, like, that's a big commitment from someone to just go, I'm just going to leave absolutely everything.
And when he found out that she was hooking up with ladies, did he again try and track her down? How did he take it?
Surprisingly, I rang him, and granted, I was pretty drunk. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I rang him, and I'm like, mate, his sister's gay. Like, he's plenty of gay people. I was in his life. So we're all, like, he was fine with that side of things. He was like, man, I just wish you had told me. Like, but he was like, well, I suppose I can throw her stuff out now.
Yeah,
and
move on.
And he was kind of a bit lost. But it was just really eerie, like, seen her, and I sort of called out to her, and I thought maybe something's wrong with me.
Look,
and she just sort of looked at me and just was like, please don't tell Brett, and just walked away.
Look, I can say as a bloke, there'd be part of him that would be upset, and then there'd be the other part that goes, maybe there's a chance with both the ladies now. Is there any chance of
at the look of the girl she was kissing, probably not, mate.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
We're trying to get this guy down on the show, aren't we? That's what we're
working
on.
Yeah, we're looking into getting him on the show. His name's David Elder, and he literally is the world champion of one of the most boring board games around, Scrabble.
I'm still impressed. Well done. If you're the world champion at anything, I'm into it.
Yeah, pretty impressive. I mean, he beat a bunch of different people to take out the title. He's 27, originally from Melbourne, but now he lives in London, and he claimed the winning prize of $11,358.
Take that cash money, $11,000 for playing the game. He took on 26 countries across the world. How's the place where they held the... they could have made it at a cooler place. They had it at the Old Museum in Nottingham.
That's fitting.
Sex it up a little bit.
That's about right.
Have it at like an arena or somewhere cool, at a bar. Don't have it at the Old Museum in Nottingham.
I dare you to have a go at his opponent's name that he beat in the final.
Where's the guys? Woo. Beat his opponent, Harshan Lambadasuralilia.
3-0 in the best of a 5-game final, placing the word carols, which means a cubicle desk, to score 74 points. Oh, this is gripping stuff.
He's making Scrabble sexy, this guy, I'm telling you.
I dated the captain of the chess team back in high school.
Did you?
And can I say, I went to a few chess matches.
Did you have to go spectate?
Yes.
Oh, that's not
about
that.
That's what happens when you're in a relationship.
How did he bring that up with you? Was it like, hey, come watch me
rip
it up at chess?
I offered. And he was actually pretty impressive. If you ever been to like a professional chess game and they're like, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom.
Yeah, it's all timed, isn't it? You got to do it real quick.
Yeah.
It's not like when we play chess or Scrabble, you're like, where should this go? I just looked this up.
I got over it by like the seventh time I went.
It didn't impress you at all?
It did. Know? I impressed you. Of course, you, but yeah. It did impress me, but after the seventh time, I was like, I don't even understand what's going on. This is all too smart for me. He'd use words like predominantly, and I'd be like, what's that mean?
Just in everyday conversations. I didn't know they could use words. It says here he used the word obs.
Yeah, as an abbreviation for obvious.
I didn't know they took kind of slangs and stuff like that, especially when you're playing in the world champs. I can't imagine obs or YOLO is going to get you
I'm
over the line.
I'm pretty sure they're recognised. If it's in the dictionary.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, the game of Scrabble recognises it. What's more sexy than Scrabble? What about like Monopoly champion? Ooh, that's sexy.
I reckon they're equal sexy. Scrabble, Monopoly.
Nah,
I mean,
I'd take the Monopoly world champion.
Would
you? Yeah, I think so.
Because you've got a lot of money. A lot of fake money.
Like fake money, but I still love money.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Did you guys hear about this British man who was flying home from Germany? He was flying from Germany to Essex, to his hometown in the UK, and he somehow boarded the wrong flight to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's a good mix-up.
So he's got on a flight thinking, on my way home to Essex. They've checked his ticket multiple times. Turns out he was actually flying to Las Vegas. He said he got onto the flight and went to sleep, woke up and had a look at like the flight tracker on the back of the TVs, on the back of the chairs. And it was flying past the UK and he freaked out and he asked the guy next to him, he's like, what's going on? Is this broken? Where are we going? And the guy's like, we're going to Las Vegas.
I love that this is the story that he tells his missus. He's like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. I was on, and then I just ended up in Vegas and now I'm here.
Yeah, she's at home pregnant with twins and apparently she's due any minute, so she wasn't happy. He gets off the plane in Las Vegas and they detain him because he doesn't have a visa. Mm. And so he just sits in a cell for 24 hours and then gets back on a plane.
Did he miss the birth of the kids or anything like that?
No,
that'd be brutal,
didn't.
Wouldn't it?
I don't think he missed anything, okay. Thank God, but... It's interesting to see that that could actually happen.
Yeah.
That you get on the wrong flight.
It's a shame it didn't work out for him and he ended up at the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight. You know, he's like, I'm already here. Maybe it's fate. Maybe I'll just go to the fight.
Yeah. Well, he didn't make it out of the airport.
I know. Just detained in a...
That was a bad trip, wasn't it?
In a room.
But it's just weird because, like, you know when you get on the plane, they check your ticket, they look at your seat and then they point you in the right direction. Imagine... He would have got to his seat and there probably would have been someone sitting in his seat.
Yeah, there's so many things that can get in the way of that. I thought when you got to the, because I've gone to the wrong gate before, and when I went to scan my ticket, it wouldn't allow it. It just went, you on, you're at the wrong gate. So I don't know how this has slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, weird that he's ended up on the flight. Anyway, it was going to cost him $180. That was his flight home. It ended up costing him... $1,300 to make it back.
Just a nice, cheap trip via a Vegas detaining cell.
Yeah, that sounds like a delightful time.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Today it's all about the MTV VMAs, and our mate, Ash London Live, is live from the MTV VMAs. Morning, Ash.
I thought we were mates, Gaunzi, but... I've checked the mail, still no wedding invitation.
Ooh.
So, you know, makes you wonder.
Don't worry, Ash, I haven't got one either, so that's
no
all
one,
right.
No one's got one yet, Ash, but, you know,
only three people have been invited because he doesn't want to spend much money.
it's a pretty small wedding, Ash.
I get it.
It's tiny.
Yes, I am at the VMAs. I literally just got here. I've been walked to my spot on the red carpet. Khalid was just rehearsing Young, Dumb and Broke. I am... beyond excited. I've got a piece of paper in front of me here that has all the talent. They're going to be walking the red carpet. Chance the Rapper and DJ Khaled are both on that list, so my heart is in my throat right now.
Who do you feel like you're going to get today, Ash? Who are you aiming to get? Are they the big names that you want?
DJ Khaled and Chance the Rapper, obviously. Mm-hmm. Shawn Mendes, of course, is huge for us. Katy Perry is going to be doing the red carpet because she's hosting. Ed Sheeran as well. And Kesha. I mean, we haven't been able to speak to Kesha since her big return. So I think that'll be really exciting if we can get her and Calvin Harris, Mega Babe of the Year. So heaps of great options.
And who are you most likely to hit on?
DJ Khaled and Chance the Rapper.
That's who I would have picked.
Those are two
favorites. Yeah, DJ Khaled.
I want to have another kid with DJ Khaled so that his next album, he makes that kid the executive producer and then I get all the royalties.
Exploit the children. I love it.
If you can make that happen and get an exclusive for the Hit Network, that would be amazing. I mean,
no worries. I got you. And if we have a baby shower, I'll invite you. I'll send you an invitation, Gordy.
The main reason people have kids.
I appreciate that, Ash.
Obviously.
Thanks very much. Hey, what's some of the big stories coming out of the awards? I mean, there's all this talk about Taylor Swift and her new song. And what's happening with
Taylor Swift
thing?
She loves to steal the spotlight. It's what she does best. It's very impressive. So she's going to be debuting her music video. We don't know if she's going to introduce it or not. Word on the street is she may make an appearance. Apparently Kendrick Lamar is opening the show and there are going to be some pyrotechnics, which I'm excited for. Shawn Mendes is performing, Ed Sheeran, they're all such incredible performers. So really anything's possible. But and I'm also interested to see Katy Perry hosting. She's a superstar. So if her antics from the past couple of months are anything to go by, it's going to get crazy.
Do you think Katy Perry is going to be the Miley Cyrus of this year's VMAs? You know how there's always one celebrity that always takes it too far at the VMAs?
The loose unit.
I hope so. I mean, I'm so for Katy Perry and whatever like she's doing at the moment. I feel like she's just doing her, living her best life, doing whatever she wants to do. And after years and years of having to be the manufactured pop star, smiling and shooting whipped cream out of her boobs, I feel like now's her time. So, yeah, I hope she does do whatever she wants to do and makes it awkward.
What do you mean the Katy Perry that shot whipped cream out of her boobs? Was it the real her? Oh, the deception.
No, that's not the real her, Brie. Come on. Or maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, no judges. You Katie.
Ash, it's going to be a big one. What about after parties? Have you got any plans? Have you hit anything up like that?
Well, I've been told that I know where the after party is. And I've been told that once you're in, they can't kick you out. So it's just about a quick run. So I'm not scared to just do the bolt.
Just gun it past the security guard.
They just show you respect if you can make it past security. They're like, respect.
Well done.
You earned your spot in here.
Ash, it's going to be a big one. Enjoy the show. We look forward to seeing what goes on. And Ash, you'll have all the ladders tonight.
Good on you, darling. Bye.
Ash London.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM. It's no secret that in the last couple of months, marriage equality has been in the news. The plebiscite, the postal plebiscite, is going ahead. So they're sending out those, essentially it's a survey. It's not even a vote, really, but they're sending out those forms as we speak, and people will be able to have their say on marriage equality in this country. It was interesting to see a couple of weeks ago Pauline Hanson, who controversially wore a burqa into the Senate.
Yes.
And she's now calling for a plebiscite to happen about banning the burqa. So she's saying, we need a plebiscite to ban the burqa in this country.
Why don't we get a plebiscite to ban plebiscites?
Well, this is what I want to do this morning. I want people to call through on 13, 12, 16. This is your opportunity to get on air. What do you want a plebiscite for? It can be anything.
Oh, okay.
I've thought about, let's have a plebiscite for a three-day weekend.
Happy with that.
Monday should be a part of the weekend. Let's have a plebiscite on it. Let's vote. I'm sure it would go through.
Oh, it'd be 100%. Not one person would dare say they don't want that.
I don't reckon. Business
owners go, but then how do we make the money?
They ruin it for the rest of us.
I know. Fun police.
What about wearing UGG boots in public? Should be banned. Let's have a plebiscite.
You want the UGG boots banned?
I want them banned.
I'm all for it. I say comfort all the way.
No way. Ban them.
I say we need to accept it.
Because then people wear those UGG boots around the house and they've dragged them through public. Oh, that's germ city.
What? From your house there's germs into the... Oh, you mean taking it back into your homes, the germs?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I wear my shoes at home as well.
Oh, but you're disgusting.
You're not one of these people that make people take their shoes off at the front door.
No, no, I'm not. Definitely
Let's
not.
Do a plebiscite to ban those people too, because when they take... My sister makes me do that in the lounge room.
Oh, really?
Oh, those shoes off before you walk in here. Oh, come on.
Well, you might have stuff on them.
Just vacuum. Do us all a favour and vacuum so we can wear our shoes in here.
What do you want a plebiscite on?
Okay.
13, 12, 16. What would be your contribution?
I was just backing all yours. I'm loving all yours.
Oh, you don't have one for yourself?
No, well, I was just going with you. I'm happy with the world. I don't have anything I want to fight for.
No qualms. Oh, geez, you're a happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
I'm just cruising, man.
I'm going to complain for the rest of the morning for both of us.
Feel free.
What do you want?
I'll put a plebiscite out there to stop complaining. Yeah? What?
Nah.
You feel good when you complain, do you? Producer Rach is
But a plebiscite
You want to complain about that?
A plebiscite is pretty much people complaining. Yeah. So that's contradicting.
Again, my plebiscite against plebiscites really covers that off.
That'd be a good one.
13, 12, 16. It's your chance to get on air for the Ed Sheeran Day as well.
It is.
Your call's next.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Plebiscite has been the word on everyone's lips in the last couple of months. And, of course, the postal plebiscite will be taking place. Apparently, the forms will be sent out on September the 12th. They'll be start being sent out to everyone. And then the results of that survey will be released on Wednesday, November 15th for marriage equality. And then Pauline Hanson, in the last couple of weeks, has called for a plebiscite to ban the burqa within Australia.
People are throwing plebiscites out left, right and centre now.
That's what I mean. Everyone just is calling for a plebiscite now that they know what the word means. They want a plebiscite for everything.
13, 12, 16 is our number. Put the call out there. What do you want a plebiscite against?
Gemma's in Noraville. Morning, Gem.
Morning, guys.
What do you want a plebiscite for?
I'd love to plebiscite not to pay tax.
No taxes.
I like that.
Love it.
Let the people vote.
Yes.
Should we vote?
Ban the GST.
How good would it be to get your whole pay?
Oh, can you imagine living your life where you actually got paid the amount that they tell you you're going to get paid?
Unbelievable.
That would be a world of memories.
And money.
And money.
And actual money. Let's go to Janine at the entrance. Morning, Janine.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Hello.
What would you like a plebiscite on?
I want to go back to uni and change my degree.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because I want all the school holidays off, like the teachers do, plus an extra 4 weeks.
So everyone gets school holidays?
Yeah, or everybody as put it like a maternity leave.
I love
it. Going back to uni. Let's just have a vote. Let's have a postal plebiscite vote that everyone just gets the same school holidays like teachers do.
More holidays is always a good idea.
I seriously think that workplace production would go through the roof.
Yep.
It would go really well.
We need what's the minimum at the moment? Is it four weeks?
Four weeks.
That's not enough. In America, it's like two, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me sick.
Let's go to Diane in Tuggeranong.
Morning. Morning.
Diane.
Good morning.
What do you want a plebiscite on?
I would like one for 365 days of daylight saving.
Oh, every day of the year.
Interesting.
Yep.
You love it that much?
I love it. Yeah. Maybe winter wouldn't feel so cold if it was still light.
That's true. Diane, would you ever move to Queensland knowing that they don't have daylight savings?
No.
It's off the list, Bree. That's how passionate she's about it. That's why we need the plebiscite on it.
I love that we're having a plebiscite vote on marriage equality and Queensland still can't decide on daylight savings.
They're behind
it's
the
not
times.
Not rocket science, guys.
Taryn's in Marty. Morning, Taz.
Morning.
Morning, Bree and Gondi. How are you both?
Good, thank you, Taryn. What do you want a plebiscite on?
Everyone's sticking to the speed limits. It's just ridiculous. Every single day, morning and night, I have everyone flashing their lights, beeping their horns. And driving past so quickly, it's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say you want a plebiscite that no one has to stick to the speed limit.
Well, they don't anyway, so it wouldn't really matter too much.
Oh, that's true.
It's a very specific plebiscite you're after, but hey, if it makes you happy, I mean, we're happy to back it on it for you.
Pauline's calling for a plebiscite on everything left, right and centre. Why not that?
Yeah, why not just chuck it in and just say everyone's happy. Plebiscite done.
Pauline's like, free food for everyone with the name Pauline. Let's have a plebiscite on it.
My nana would be sorted.
Would she? Yep. Oh,
nana
she'd be
Pauline.
Loving that.
She should back it.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Jaunzy's Sticky Hotline. And I'm
sorted. All right, place your calling this morning. The Tawantin Noosa RSL Club on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, so if you've never heard Sticky Hotline before, you've got one call.
Yes.
To get it over the line.
Get the day off.
Need them to say.
We don't work there.
Yeah. You get to pick the excuse. So what's the excuse you're going with today?
All right. Your excuse this morning. You've got a three-year-old.
Yep, three-year-old.
And the three-year-old has swallowed eight $1 coins.
Eight. That's a very specific number of $1 coins.
Well, it's my excuse.
Okay, three-year-old, eight coins.
And you need to be with the child as the child excretes.
God.
Actually, make them $2 coins.
Okay, because that makes a difference, doesn't it? $2 coins.
They're smaller.
Needs to, you used a fancy word for poo them out.
Excrete.
Excrete. I was going to say needs to poo them out. All right, where am I calling?
You're calling the Tawantin Noosa RSL this morning.
I love a bit of Noosa action.
Noosa is a beautiful place.
Isn't it?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Heaps of entertainment, Tawantinusa RSL.
Welcome to Tawantinusa RSL. This is Lindy.
Lindy.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
It's, who's doing the rosters there, Lindy, today?
What do you mean?
The rosters for the bar. I've done a couple of bar shifts there. We met not long ago, a couple of weeks ago.
What's your name?
When I was doing some training and stuff.
Yeah, who is it?
It's Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, I'll put you through to Skeeter's, the duty manager, love.
Skeeter, perfect. Legend. Thank
he
you.
Is, Ben.
Thank you.
Morning, Melody from Terry buy. Scott, August 23.
No way.
Phil King, August...
Katie.
Hello.
Skeeter.
Yep, hello.
Is that Skeeter?
Yeah, it is.
Perfect. Just need to get out of my shift coming up this week behind the bar.
The shift starting from when?
I have to double check the... I think it's...
Are you talking about starting from today?
Yeah, today.
You're kidding?
No.
Okay, was it only a training shift?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And so...
Well, I think I was getting paid for it, though. I was actually going to be serving people and stuff.
Okay, and you'll ring up today to tell me you can't do this today and the rest of the week?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got a bit of an incident at home because I've got a three-year-old, and I left some coins on the side of the counter. There's about eight $2 coins, and the kids swallowed the coins.
Oh, God.
I know, and I've got to stay with my son until he... The doctor said until he, you know, poos him out.
Yeah.
So I can't leave him, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. I just have to say you were working today and you don't know how long you're not going to be here for.
I don't, unfortunately. I mean, I can find out once he poos him out, I can give you a call back and possibly still make it in. But at this stage, I'm probably going to need to take that off. Is there, yeah, is that a big...
Yeah, you're just talking about today so far and the next few days.
Possibly.
And you're just going to tell us when you can come back.
This could go on for
you're
days.
You're going to ring and tell us when you can come back. Is that basically it?
I think so. If you're happy with that, yeah. I could just...
Well, I haven't got any choice. You can't leave your kid there with coins stuck in him.
I know. Tell me about it. Have you ever been in this position before? I don't even know what to do. Do I just wait?
Yeah, I think you just wait. If you're waiting for them to crap something out, you just wait and go through their poo, don't you, really?
Oh, it sounds like a
they've
great time, doesn't
coins,
it?
And I'm just talking to Katie.
Okay.
Their kids have swallowed coins, and he has to wait for them to poo them out and take them to the doctor. Yeah, so, and no worries, Dale, good luck with it anyway, but I think you just have to go through it when it comes out and check what's going on.
Wish me all the best. That's,
I do. It sounds like a shit of a job.
I see what you've done there. Oh, that's great. That was a pun
okay,
by
sweetie.
You. All right. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye, hon.
See ya. What a character.
She wasn't on board at the start, was she?
Really won her over with the kid eating the coins.
Well, what are you meant to say? Nah, I don't care about your kid. Come into work.
Come in anyway.
She showed some compassion. She's obviously been through a similar thing.
Oh, I can't wait to sift through this kid's...
Oh, that's not a job for
actually,
anyone.
I'm glad I don't actually have to do that.
Make sure you count them out.
Yes, I want that money
Eight.
Back. $16 worth.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy. CFM.